This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 25th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Air Force yesterday confirmed the identity of the airman killed in Monday's F-16 crash in Utah. The nighttime exercise was a final routine training mission before 28-year-old George Brian Houghton of Chandler, South Carolina, was to have been deployed to Afghanistan, according to family members. Officials of the 388th Fighter Wing at Hill Air Force Base say the investigation is underway at the scene in the Utah West Desert, about 35 miles south of Wendover. There were no witnesses, but ground crews and another pilot were involved in the same mission. There's no indication so far of what the cause may have been. Frontier Airlines Holdings says it's entered into an investment agreement with Republic Airways Holdings, by which Republic will serve as equity sponsor for Frontier's plan of reorganization and purchase 100% of the equity in the reorganized company for about $109 million. If the plan's approved in the courts, Frontier would emerge from Chapter 11 as a wholly owned subsidiary of Republic. Republic is currently one of Frontier's creditors. Republic CEO Brian Bedford commented, quote, "We commend Frontier and its employees for their hard work and accomplishments during this difficult restructuring period. We believe this agreement represents a new beginning for Frontier, positioning it to build on its recent successes and strengthen the Frontier brand for the benefit of employees and the customers and communities it serves," unquote. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, District 142, says its membership has voted to ratify a new contract with Southwest Airlines. The four-year deal covers 5,300 customer service and reservations agents and was approved by 54% of the members voting. District 142 President Tom Higginbotham commented, quote, "This agreement provides financial security for our members while giving Southwest Airlines the stability it needs to continue growing in a very difficult economic climate," unquote. The new agreement provides an immediate 3% wage increase retroactive to November 1st, with top pay increasing to $26.61 per hour. The union says the company paid 401k contribution increases 1% to 8.3% retroactive to January 1st of this year, and will jump again to 9.3% on January 1st of 2011. This new agreement becomes amendable on October 31st, 2012. Sophisticated new police UAVs proposed for use over American cities are based in large part on technology developed for RC models and even look similar to model helicopters. The FAA has so far said no to letting them share airspace with manned aircraft, but okay to test in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, that test isn't going so well. Critics have called the UAV an $80,000 toy, and the fact it requires four officers to operate it has also drawn flack. Now, the unit has crashed after suffering a software failure on Saturday during a training mission. The Argentin News reports the craft was badly damaged and had to go back to the factory in South Carolina for repairs. FAA's Les Dorr explained the agency's civilian UAV concerns to the online publication Digital Communities. Quote, "There's nothing to our knowledge and no UAS technology at this time that would allow unmanned aircraft to meet the same see and avoid standard that manned aircraft have to operate under," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. U.S. Customs intercepts two big shipments of cocaine. A Dallas photographer gives us a dress rehearsal for Security Directive 8G. And the inventor of the Williams fan jet has gone west. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, a look back at a great moment from the Jim Bass era at Piper Aircraft, the debut of the Piper Jet at NBAA 2006. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.